You may be thinking, when it comes to my marriage right now, our situation is hopeless. I don't mean to sound harsh, but it's only hopeless if you decide that it's hopeless. I know that sounds ridiculous because you're thinking, I can't control what my spouse does. He's into this or she's into that, and they're not happy with me anymore, and they say they don't love me, and so forth and so on. And you're telling me it's only hopeless if I say it's hopeless? Look, hope is when you want something to occur, but you have to have confidence that it can. And so therefore, hopelessness is, I have no confidence that it can occur. Therefore, I don't believe it can occur anymore. And that's what hopelessness is. And I want to tell you this. We work with thousands of couples every year. We've been doing it for 3 decades. And we have seen couple after couple where that nobody would have believed that this marriage could possibly be saved. Because she was in love with some other guy, or he was in love with some other gal, or because of the fact that one of them had an addiction, or because of the fact that one of them was just controlling and dominating and mean to the other. I mean, every situation you can possibly imagine. And finally, one of them said, let's just see if there's something we can do. And had enough courage to tell their spouse, I know you don't want to be in this marriage anymore, but I've talked to these people and they've explained to me how that they might be able to help us, even if you decide to leave me. And we have seen those people wind up coming to our courses, our workshops, our seminars, going to our online classes, and masses of them working their marriage out and being saved. But you understand what I'm telling you? It won't happen if you give up hope. Yes, I know, it may still fall apart. Yes, I know, maybe you won't be able to rescue it. But until you decide that there is hope, that you want it, and that you're willing to do something about it, then you're right, it's hopeless. You want to live in hopelessness, or you want to see what you can do? Because if your spouse is someone worth rescuing, if your marriage was good and you can make it good again, if your children need their mom and their dad, if you, deep in your heart, still love this person, then why would you give up hope? Hopelessness accomplishes nothing. How do you act on that hope? Contact us. Click the link below. You'll talk to one of our intake specialists. Now, they're not counselors. They're not therapists. But they are people, men and women, who will listen to understand your situation and can guide you to whatever we might be able to do that can help you find that hope. Have that hope. Accomplish that hope. We've seen it time and time and again in cases where nobody believed it could work, except that one spouse who refused to give up hope. Is that you? If so, please contact us right now.